just to introduce the devotional part.
O my God, my face hath been set towards thy face, and my face is verily thy face, and my call is thy call, and my revelation is thy revelation, and myself is thyself, and my cause thy cause, and my behest thy behest, and my being thy being, and my sovereignty, thy sovereignty, and my glory, thy glory, and my power, thy power. I implore thee, O thou fashioner of the nations, and the king of eternity, to guard thy handmaidens within the tabernacle of thy chastity, and to cancel such of their deeds as are unworthy of thy days. Purge out then from them, O my God, all doubts and idle fancies, and sanctify them from whatsoever becometh not their kinship with thee. O thou who art the Lord of names and the source of utterance, thou art he in whose grasp are the reins of the entire creation. No God is there but thee, the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Glorious, the Self-Subsisting.
This is the day in which God's most excellent favors have been poured out upon man, the day in which his most mighty grace hath been infused into all created things. It is incumbent upon all the peoples of the world to reconcile their differences, and with perfect unity and peace, abide beneath the shadow of the tree of his care and loving kindness. It behoved them to cleave to whatsoever will in this day be conducive to the exaltation of their station and to the promotion of their best interests. Happy are those whom the all-glorious pen was moved to remember, and blessed are those men whose names, by virtue of our inscrutable decree, we have preferred to conceal. Beseech ye the one true God to grant that all men may be graciously assisted to fulfill that which is acceptable in our sight. Soon will the present day order be rolled up and a new one spread out in its stead. Verily, thou Lord speaketh the truth and is the knower of things unseen.
Požehnané je místo a dům a kraj a město a srdce a hora a útulek a jeskyně a údolí a země a moře a ostrov a louka, kde byla učiněna zmínka o Bohu a velebena jeho chvála. Chvála.
Thou seest, O my Lord, my dwelling place in the heart of this mountain, and thou dost witness my forbearance. Verily, I have desired not else but thy love, and the love of those who love thee. how can I exalt the effulgent beauty of thy lordship, conscious as I am of my nothingness before the habitation of thy glory? Yet the sorrow of solitude and loneliness prompteth me to invoke thee through this prayer. Perchance thy trusted servants may become aware of my lamentations, may supplicate unto thee on my behalf, and thou wouldst graciously answer their prayers as a token of thy grace and thy favor. I bear witness that there is no God but thee, inasmuch as thou art invested with sovereignty, grandeur, glory, and power, which no one among thy servants can visualize or comprehend. Indeed, thou shalt, by virtue of that which is inherent in thine essence, ever remain inscrutable unto all except thyself. The Bab.
O God, educate these children are the plants of thine orchard, the flowers of thy meadow, the roses of thy garden. Let thy rain fall upon them, let the sun of reality shine upon them with thy love. Let thy breeze refresh them in order that they may be trained, grow and develop and appear in thy beauty. Thou art the giver, thou art the omnipotent.
Dear friend, Alapa. Good morning. Guten Tag, bonjour, buongiorno, and this is that, I don't know. So did you see our Italian snow? But because, you know, we ordered just for you, because if somebody thinks that in Italy we have always and only sunshine, we won't say, no, we have also our Italian very warm snow. And but don't worry, next week is better. So, sorry that I have to take some minutes of your time because we have a lot of announcement. This is because of is the first day. So from tomorrow is quite better with the announcements. Most of you have this color paper, and if you don't have, please take from Sarah. Sarah, please, right? Yeah. And this is because you in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, you go in your seminars that they have there are 9 seminars with 9 tutors. Now I will say, I call the name of these tutors, and please rise up and so show yourself to the people and with your color. So there are Samira. Samira, in front. Samira? Yeah.
Yellow.
Pune? Color? Eh? I have here, yeah. So, Samira, yellow. Gloria? Yeah, orange. Patrick? White. Shamsi, blue. Gelare, purple. Clara, violet. Pune, turquoise. Yeah. Payman, pink. Chris, why you love for pink? And Christina, yeah, green. So the place that these seminars took is two in this main hall, the yellow and the orange in the main hall, the white in library, the blue one in dining room, the purple in TV room, and the violet in terrace, and pink and green upstairs. Another thing that when you finished your seminars, please give back your color paper to the tutor, because tomorrow all the group changes. Every day the group changes. So we did this morning, because at 2 o'clock you have to go directly to your rooms, not to come here and go. So you go to directly. We have two break time in the morning. The break of 11 that you see in your program is with coffee, tea, and this offered by the National Assembly of Italy. So at 11 you have free of charge. In other times you have to pay. We have a box, very beautiful artistic box here for your question. So please write your question always and put here. And Mr., Mrs. Nakhchavani and Bahiyajun, they answer when they consider that is time. And you know that the last day or the morning we have the time for answer and question. Other two announcements that you saw this a paper that you can sign for having the pleasure to have lunch and dinner with Mr. and Mrs. Nakhchavani. So sign your the date that you want to have this pleasure. But they told the organizer told me that nobody come and call you. You have to remember which day you sign up. It's clear? Another thing that is another paper, you have a lot of paper to sign. Another paper is that there are the devotional meeting, the devotional part always already prepared, but there are that you can sign if you want to say a prayer or sing in your own language. So write in this paper. But also this you have to remember by yourself which day you signed for saying your prayer. I think this is only for this day. So now we have really the pleasure, a great pleasure, to invite Mr. Nakhchavani to come here, and please welcome.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar. No, that's not good enough.
Allahu
I want to hear Allahu Akbar. You know, I can't hear. I have a hearing aid. I can't hear. So, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar. That's good. That's good. Now, those of you who were here last year, you'll see a difference in the level of energy that I had last year and this year. This year is much lower, much lower. And I think, if I am speaking on behalf of Violette, probably, Violette is also the same. But by seeing you, by looking at your faces, you are going to derive energy. And I hope day by day, I will become stronger, I hope. So when I leave here, I will be strong. I will be a real champion. Okay, now, the first thing I want to ask Noemi and you, please. Is it possible to change the place of this so that people can look at the screen? Because I was sitting there, I could hardly see the screen. I don't know what can be done. While they are doing this, I can just say that these notes that... Do you have all the notes for every day? Yes? All right. This whole thing, is this any help? I don't think so.
They're okay.
They're okay.
It has to be directly in front, otherwise it can't be shown on the screen.
You have to have access to it yourself. Will you be able to? All right. While this is going on, you know these notes are very rough and raw. They are not in any shape worthy to be shared with others, to be sent to others, and so on. This is just a beginning. And we hope that later on we will be able to bring these notes up to date and maybe made available to you all. So, and this was done in a great rush. I must say here that two dear Baha'i youth, helped a great deal in putting this in this order. One was Elham Ittihadiyeh, who came to our home from Austria and spent, I don't know how long, two, 3 weeks in our home to help me in typing and in preparing these notes here. And the second one is our dear Noemi, who came and helped me a great deal. And apart from the help that she gave me in typing and organizing the material, she has been, as you all know, so helpful to all of us, to all of you, in sending you the material in a regular way. I would like especially to express my deep, deep gratitude to Noemi for everything she has done as she is present here. Thank you very much. Now, because this typing was done in a great rush, there are some mistakes that have to be corrected. I'll just start by telling you where the mistakes are. I don't know whether my paging is the same thing as... For example, it's not the first lot. We are taking now time periods. It is section number 3, Roman 3. Time periods from cycles to phases. That's the title. All right. Now, it has no page numbers. You'll have to put your own pagination, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then on page 2, from the writings of Shoghi Effendi, the last sentence of the first paragraph of that part, the sentence begins, they will move and work within the orbit of the Baha'i cycle. The article, the, has not been typed there. The Baha'i cycle. Then let's see if there is anything else. Yes, on page 5, it is the page beginning with the words, we are now entering the second epoch. That is page 5. It should be, the reference should be CF, page 4, it says, it should be CF, page 5. And then further down, after the three quotations, the sentence starts with, from just one line, from the above and similar texts, add the words and similar. The way it is now is from the above texts. So from the above and similar. Then under Roman 1, where it begins, we are now in the course of the evolution. Did you find that? Yes, we are now in the course of the evolution. It says here of a universal cycle, it should be of an all-embracing universal cycle. You should add the word all-embracing with a hyphen. All-embracing, universal cycle. And then you have to give a reference at the end of this. It is SAQ. SAQ stands for some answered questions. SAQ, page 161. Page 161. That's it for the corrections. Now, you know, you may have heard some of the Baha'is say that the House of Justice, the Universal House of Justice, has the duty and responsibility of legislation. And the guardian has the responsibility of interpretation. This is, of course, correct. It's not wrong. But then the friends draw a conclusion which is wrong. And if you hear it anywhere, you should correct it. And I can't remember now whether last year we discussed this in our notes or not. The conclusion that some of the friends draw is this, that because the specific responsibility is this and that for the House of Justice and the guardianship, therefore the degree of guidance, divine guidance that they receive is only specialized for that area. In other words, they are infallible only and only in this area and in that area for the House of Justice and for the Guardian. This conclusion is wrong. I have not seen a single statement from Baha'u'llah, from Abdul Baha, from Shoghi Effendi, which supports the original opinion that I offered to you. In fact, everything that I have read shows the contrary. It shows whatever they decide is of God. And there is no limitation to that. So, what I'm going to present to you today is entirely based on what Shoghi Effendi has given us about time periods. Now, time periods is not something which is, strictly speaking, interpretation of the texts. It is the vision that Shoghi Effendi had about the future and about the past. In the Baha'i dispensation, the dispensation of Baha'u'llah, as you know, which is one of the chapters in the book World Order of Baha'u'llah, in that section, dispensation of Baha'u'llah, Shoghi Effendi enumerates the responsibilities of the guardianship. Among the things that he mentions in the dispensation is that Shoghi Effendi, that the guardian will give to the world and to the Baha'i world a view, and he qualifies this view with the adjective long and another adjective uninterrupted. So the words he's using is, the guardian will give us a long and uninterrupted view over future generations, over a series of future generations. And this has nothing to do with interpretation of what this verse means or what this word means in the writings of Baha'u'llah. He is giving us a vision of what the future is going to be, and what the past has to be, how the past should be looked at, how the past should be understood. So the session today is all about this vision that Shoghi Effendi has given us about time, past, present, and future. And it is within this framework that everything that we have said last year has to be placed, and also whatever we discussed this year will have to be placed within this general framework. Now, we have tried. Do you mind if I remove my coat? I feel it. Could you help me with the? Now, let's see. Can you read this? It's not clear. It's not sharp half, that's what it is. Now you see here, yeah, here it says the Adamic cycle. We will be discussing the Adamic cycle. It goes all the way to the time when Adam lived and started his dispensation. We will discuss this later on. And when at this point, this is 1844. Then you have here the Baha'i cycle. The Baha'i cycle is different from the Baha'i dispensation. The Baha'i dispensation is here. This is 1,000 years. We are just about here now at this point, somewhere, you know, 160 years after 1844, we're somewhere here. Now this is the Baha'i dispensation, which is part of the Baha'i cycle, which goes on for 500,000 years under the shadow of Baha'u'llah. Now, this under the shadow. Yes, under the shadow of Baha'u'llah is a very important statement. And this under the shadow of Baha'u'llah, I will try to give you my understanding based on the texts that are in your notes. As to what, how, one way of we could understand this business of under the shadow of Baha'u'llah. So you see here, this is also called the Adamic cycle as well as the prophetic era. The prophetic era. These are terms used by Shoghi Effendi in describing these periods. And then here he calls it the era of fulfillment. The era of fulfillment, which is the Baha'i cycle. The Adamic cycle, the Baha'i cycle, the prophetic era, the era of fulfillment. Now, as you know, the Prophet Muhammad said that he was the seal of the prophets. Now, the seal of the prophets could mean that he came and certified who the prophets were. He put his seal on it. But this is not the way it is understood. It is understood by the Islamic world, and even in the writings of Baha'u'llah, the other meaning is also valid, which is he brings to an end. He is the seal of the prophets in the sense that the prophetic era is finished through him. And this is the meaning that Baha'u'llah has given to it in his tablets. That the prophetic era, the last prophet here will be Muhammad. And we will see this in the next transparency. So you have the prophetic era, the era of fulfillment. We have now entered the era of fulfillment. It is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the past. It is the fulfillment of the promise that humanity will attain its stage of maturity. We are now beginning to get closer and closer to the stage when humanity will indeed reach the stage of maturity. And Baha'u'llah has given us signs for us to recognize when humanity has indeed reached maturity. This is another subject. We will discuss it if there is time. So the era of fulfillment, the prophetic era, Muhammad is the last of the prophets here and starting a new cycle, the Baha'i dispensation. Now here 1844, we have put here 2800 dot dot question mark, because we don't know, because Baha'u'llah says at least 1,000 years. So we said, all right, 2800, then we don't know. It could be 2900, it could be 3000, it could be 3000, 4000, 5000, nobody knows. Baha'u'llah does not give us the maximum, he gives us the minimum. He says at least 1,000. But beyond 1,000, nobody knows. This is in the knowledge of God. This is why this question mark is there. Okay, could we have the second transparency? So this one. You see, these points that I'm telling you are in your notes, but they are not in the form of charts. They are in the form of words and sentences that you have to read, but you, when you bear in mind these charts, then you understand the words better. Now, here is the Adamic cycle. It is the prophetic era up there, the Adamic cycle, 6,000 years. This 6,000 years has been given to us by Shoghi Effendi. This is, of course, an approximation. But he clearly says 6,000 years. In other words, from the time of Adam till the time when the Baha'i cycle and the Baha'i dispensation began in 1844, we have a period of 6,000 years. Now, we have put here, I don't know whether you can read it, it says that the dates of the dispensations given here are prior to AD are approximate. In other words, these dates that we have given here are based on the most authentic that we have been able to find about the time of these prophets of God. So, but there is a lot of research that is going on and will continue to go on in order to determine the exact dates of the appearances of these prophets before Christ. In other words, there is controversy about Buddha, Zoroaster, Moses, Abraham, Krishna, and Adam himself. But this is what we have been able to extract from the most authentic and up-to-date books. Now, Adam is considered by the Jewish and the Christian world, as well as by the Muslim world, to be the first created man, and Eve the first created woman, and that they lived in paradise, and then they ate from the forbidden tree, and then there was the snake there that of course tempted first Eve, and then Eve convinced Adam, and they ate of this tree, and then God was very angry with them. He said, what have you done, and why did you do this? And he chased them out of paradise. And and all this, and then they came to earth and they had to work, etc., etc., and then they started to have children, etc. Now, Abdu'l-Bahá deals with this in some answered questions. He says, no intelligent person will agree that this story could be true, literally true. This is symbolic, nothing to do with the actual story as recorded in the Old Testament. So, and then he gives the one of the interpretations of his own about the meaning of Adam and the meaning of Eve. And it's very clear from the writings that Adam was a manifestation of God, and that before Adam, maybe we should have drawn here a line to show that there have been here many, many prophets, many manifestations of God who have been here, who have come to the world before. But the records of their teachings and their activities have all disappeared because of the passage of time. You find this statement that I'm just summarizing in one of the passages in the gleanings of, from the writings of Baha'u'llah, where he speaks about this area here. He says, of course there were manifestations of God. Of course there were teachings. Of course. But all these things have now disappeared because the records have all been lost. So we start with Adam because it is the beginning of religious history. Only because of that. And nothing was written in the time of Adam about the events of his day. This, at the time of Moses, when Moses appeared, which is, as you see, 1500 before Christ, roughly, then started from what they knew, the people knew about Adam and his teachings. Then these teachings started being written here at this time. But it is recorded, because it is recorded, we consider that the beginning is Adam, and this is the beginning of the Adamic cycle. And then you've got, of course, not the Semitic line, but the other line in the Indian subcontinent. You have Krishna, 3000 before Christ. Abraham, which is Semitic line, is 2000 before Christ. Moses, Semitic line, 1500 before Christ. Zoroaster, this is again the Aryan line in Iran, 900 before Christ. Buddha, Indian subcontinent, 560 before Christ. Then Christ, we put 1 AD, and there is even question about whether 1 AD is correct or not. Some believe it should be 4 before Christ when he was born. And then this is definitely clear, it is Muhammad, 612 AD. And then here we have 1844, which is up to here, Adam. From Adam to here is 6,000 years. 1844, if you take 6,000, deduct 1844, this will be the beginning. It is would be roughly 4,154. Will someone double check this addition? Take 6,000 and deduct 1844 from it. What do you get? Loud, huh? 5,000? 4,000? How much is it? 4,156. We should have put here 4,156. And then here 1844 will be 6,000 years. Okay? So we leave this chart, now we go to the other chart. No, not this one. Yeah, this one, yeah. This one. The beginning of Adam, according to the years that have been recorded by scholars of the Bible, is 4004 BC. But this has again been questioned about whether it is correct or not. 4004, the biblical prophecies. But Shoghi Effendi bases his calculation on the year 6000, on 6000 years. And so you get this other figure, 4156. All right. Now this here shows us the Baha'i cycle. Can you read this? Or is it too faint? It's not too clear. Oh, you've got copies. Oh, yes, would you distribute copies? Oh, yes, this should be distributed as well. You have now copies of what we have already shown and copies of some of the transparencies that have not yet appeared on the screen here. This is one of them. We only have 20 minutes more before there is a break, so we have to hurry up. So here is the Baha'i cycle. Now, friends, everything that I have told you this morning up till now, if you forget, God bless you, forget it. It doesn't matter. But please, this chart here, you cannot forget. This is our present day. It's not in the days of Adam and Zoroaster and Krishna. It is about today, about what happened since 1844. Where are we today? So here we have the Baha'i cycle. It is 500,000 years on top. Under it is the dispensation of Baha'u'llah, which is 1,000 years minimum. Here we have the heroic age. Then we have the formative age. And it goes, continues on. And here in small print you have the Golden Age, which is in the future. Here, then, we take a look at the Heroic Age. The Heroic Age, as you see, Shoghi Effendi has divided into First Epoch, Second Epoch, Third Epoch. And this is very clear. Ministry of the Bab, 9 years. Ministry of Baha'u'llah, 39 years. Ministry of Abdul Baha, 29 years. So this is very clear, and it gives you the dates of 1844 to 1853, then to 1892 with the passing of Baha'u'llah, with the year 1921 with the passing of Abdul Baha, and that ends the heroic age of the faith. Now, the heroic age of the faith has been also described by Shoghi Effendi as the apostolic age, sometimes also the primitive age, and these you find in the notes. Then we come to the second age, which is the formative age. Here we see that the first epoch of the formative age was from 1921. This next line is 1937. In other words, you have a period of 16 years between 1921 and 1937. And it is described here by the rise of the administrative order. Now, the administrative order in the text was here, in the writings of even the Bab himself speaks about the order of Baha'u'llah to appear. So he is not only giving the announcement and the glad tidings about the appearance of Baha'u'llah, but he also is the herald of the appearance of the world order of Baha'u'llah. Shoghi Effendi used to stress this point to the pilgrims, that he was both a herald for the revelation of Baha'u'llah as well as a herald for the emergence of the world order of Baha'u'llah. Blessed is he says in the Bayan, blessed is he who fixes his gaze upon the order of Baha'u'llah. He could see that this order, this world order of Baha'u'llah is coming. Abdul Baha'u'llah revealed the Kitab-e-Aqdas, and in the Kitab-e-Aqdas he clearly says that this order is in the making, that this order has a revolutionizing effect on the affairs of the world, that this order will upset the equilibrium of the world, and it is unique in its features. And then he, in addition to that, he revealed many, many tablets explaining about the Universal House of Justice, about the houses of justice that will be under the Universal House of Justice. He made reference to the hands of the cause. He indeed started himself by appointing hands of the cause himself. And so the very rudiments, Shoghi Effendi uses the word rudiment. You find in the heroic age rudiments of the world order of Baha'u'llah. That means the very early, primitive, rough beginnings and references. In addition to the references, there used to be also little meetings of the friends for consultation. They were not local assemblies, they were not houses of justice, but they were gatherings of the friends. You know, there was no election, there was nothing. And then this became a little bit more evolved in the time of Abdul Baha, but still not in a formal way. Always in a, what Shoghi Effendi calls, in a rudimentary way, in a very primitive, rough way. And we started having local spiritual assemblies, which used to be called boards of consultation. Boards of consultation. Or houses of spirituality. All kinds of terms were used in those days. Until then, this started. Here, what do we have? We have the rise of the administrative order. We see now the beginnings, the formal, the official beginning of the administrative order appearing before the eyes of the Baha'is and before the eyes of others. But our subject is not the administrative order. Last year we were discussing the administrative order. This year we are discussing teaching plans. The reason why we are making this into a definite period here, so that you know that teaching plans, as they began to evolve, did not exist as such during these 16 years from 1921 till 1937. We had assemblies, yes, formal. We had elections, yes, very formal. We had started to have conventions we never had before in the way that it existed, properly elected delegates meeting and electing the National Spiritual Assembly of each country. Then we had committees operating. We had the establishment of the National Fund properly established, the local funds properly established. We had Baha'i publications. We had Baha'i review of publications. You see, all these things became, during this period of the rise of the administrative order, except teaching plans. That was the only thing that did not exist during these 16 years. Teaching plans did not exist. And as our subject is Shoghi Effendi as author of teaching plans, this is why we made this particular line here for you to understand that the first time in Baha'i history where Shoghi Effendi turned to one national assembly, namely the National Spiritual Assembly of the United States and Canada, and told them, now the time has come, which is the year 1937. This is the first time that you have to have a teaching plan. My dear friends, we did not understand in those days what a teaching plan should have. What are the requirements of a teaching plan? Shoghi Effendi helped the Baha'i community step by step, wisely, patiently, lovingly, telling us how this should be done. We learned under the first 7-year plan in one country how there should be goals, that these goals should be very specific, that it should have a specific time by which the goals should be achieved, that there should be special funds in order to carry these teaching plans forward, that all the friends should become aware of what the goals are and work together. There should be special committees that have to be formed in order to carry forward the teaching plans. Now, these things are very common knowledge for all of us today, but this was new in 1937 for the very first National Assembly. Even the other National Assemblies in the world did not know what was happening here. It was only as this thing developed and the news went out from the United States and Canada, elsewhere in the Baha'i world, that the friends said, the Americans and the Canadians have a teaching plan. It is a 7-year plan. They heard about it in the news. That's how they came to know about it. But they did not have their own teaching plans. This is why you see then you've got a very narrow column here. It is called respite. Respite is a term used by Shoghi Effendi for a period of rest, if you like, a period of relief, if you like, between two plans. For example, if a plan ends this year, a respite would be 1 year, and during the 1 year we don't have a teaching plan, we are just go on consolidating what we have been doing, and then there is a new plan after 1 year or after 2 years. That 1 year or those 2 years are called respite years. So he gave a period of 2 years to the American and Canadian believers from 1944 till 1946. In 1946, then he started a new 7-year plan. This was the second American-Canadian, North American, if you like, 7-year plan, beginning 1946. Plus 7 is 1953. So that is the end of this 7-year plan. Now, during the 7-year plan, what happened with the rest of the Baha'i world? Here, during the first 7-year plan, they just heard about it. But here, even during the respite period, some national assemblies were very anxious to move forward. So they started writing Shoghi Effendi. They say, we heard that the Americans have just had a 7-year plan. Why don't we have a plan also ourselves? One national assembly that Shoghi Effendi was proud of, who did this, who was wide awake, was the British Baha'i community, before all other communities in the entire Baha'i world. They wrote Shoghi Effendi and said, what about us? We are ready. Shoghi Effendi, they asked Shoghi Effendi to give the goals to them. They did not know what goals to do because it was new. Now National Assembly adopt their own goals. But in those days, this is just the beginning. This is a second National Assembly. How many of you are from the British Baha'i community? Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You should be proud. Yes. This is what happened. Then Shoghi Effendi, Bahia, what's the time? Is it time to close? Five more minutes. Yeah. So Shoghi Effendi, here during the second 7-year plan, after the British launched their plans, he started telling other national assemblies, you know, the Americans have their own plan, the British also have their own plan, it is time for you also to have your own teaching plan. So that's how he urged them, nudged them, pushed them, so that they too will be part of this universal, collective teaching activity. And one by one, the National Spiritual Assemblies came in. And if you look at your notes of the other sections of the day, you will see how they came in, which NSAs followed, and then what happened after that, and what happened after that. By the end of 1953, where are we? Here, 10-year plan. By the end of this 1953, which is this line here, he had every single National Spiritual Assembly in the entire Baha'i world working on some teaching plan. Some for 6 years, some for 5 years, some for 3 years, whatever it was possible for them to do. He pushed them into this process of adopting teaching plans and executing teaching plans until the year 1953 came the 10-year plan, and that is another story. Now you have your break and you can breathe freely.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nakhchavani. So we have our break for half an hour, and we see each other here at 10:15.